Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Late Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with co-host Tyson Cherry. How are you today, Tyson?
Oh, fine. Doing fine. Yes.
Good, good. Hot enough for you?
Too hot. It's too hot for me.
The air in here. My son keeps trying to tell me, Mom, we need an air conditioner. I don't like air conditioners.
Because
he will have it pumping so high. In the wintertime, he has the windows open.
Yes.
And my legs cramp up. You know, so he tells me I need to wear leg warmers, but I'm not getting an air conditioner. But today I wish I had something because it is kind of muggy and, like the air is just still. You know, how was your week?
It was good. It was great. I did go with to that trip they had at Coney Island for the
baseball game.
Baseball game, yes. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It was nice. For me, the excitement was just getting there. Once I got there, I was bored. And then when I got all together with the community, the other people, I had fun then with the company I had. Yes.
Okay.
But it ended excellent. It had fireworks at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was very nice. Yes.
Did your team win?
I don't even know. I don't know. I ain't watched the long game.
Oh,
ain't
my.
It's a shame. Yeah, I don't even know what score.
Are you into baseball?
No.
Oh, okay. I was invited, but I cannot take baseball.
Oh, no?
I can't do baseball.
Okay.
Yeah, but you guys look like everybody said it was fun. I guess it's just the company.
Yes. Yes.
Being together, you guys all stayed together the whole time.
Oh no, we're separated. You see, we met up at the end.
Mm-hmm.
We all were on one floor. You see, so if you want to see somebody, you had to roll around. In the mood of the game to meet other people too, and then there were other men there from Access because it was thrown by Access Project, yes.
Okay.
And they were there. They were interesting too. They was a nice group of people, yes.
Yeah, I saw one of the ladies at ICS. She took a group picture, and I saw everybody sitting together. I was like, oh, that's cool. You guys look like you had a good time.
Okay.
But I cannot do baseball. It's just like mind-numbing to me.
For me, I was cold because I forgot by the water is more colder. I forgot to bring my sweater. Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, how were the fireworks?
The fireworks were nice, you see. Some people want to go to the boardwalk, but I stayed in the baseball beaches, because you could see it from there, but they want to go to the boardwalk.
Well,
and if I would got closer to the water, I would get colder. You see?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they do fireworks out there every Friday, I think.
Yes, I believe
that's nice. That's a nice day out. I've been ripping and running and having a ball. I really have the whole week. I used to get upset with people who, like, oh, it's my birthday week. It's like, look, it's your birthday. You get one day, that's it. But
yes,
I get it now. I had so much fun this week. I really did. Just doing things.
So
your family coming over. Pardon me?
What did you do for your birthday?
Well, Tuesday and Wednesday, family came over. And we you know, were doing a lot of, it was just like a party each day. Thursday, I actually went to see a play called Amazing Grace. And
okay.
This was basically how the song Amazing, a play about how the song Amazing Grace came about. It was an okay play. It was all right. It was good. First I didn't want to see it because my niece works at the play, and you know she's telling me it's, you know, got slavery stuff in it and everything, and I really don't. It bothers me to see it, and but it was a pretty good play because it wasn't just about slavery. You know, it was okay. It was okay.
So what
me and my son.
Was this? What theater was
it? You know,
this?
I don't even know what theater it was in.
Oh,
I have no idea what theater it was in.
Accessible, huh? It was wheelchair accessible.
Oh, yeah, most of the Broadway theaters, all of them, they should be. You let them know that you are, you know, when you buy your ticket, as a matter of fact, when you buy your ticket, it's half price. When you buy a ticket as a disabled person, for, you know, half price for you, half price for a companion. And so you end up getting 2-for-1, and you, you know, they move the seats because the seats are removable in the theater.
Okay.
And they move the seats.
Okay. Yes.
And you're usually in the orchestra section. That's like on the first level. So it was pretty good. You know, I always, every time I've gone to see a Broadway show, I get good seats.
Mm-hmm.
I get good seats, and it was okay play. And I was my son had came into town. He came in from South Carolina on Wednesday, so that was, you know, really exciting and happy for me. I haven't seen him in over a year.
Yes.
You know, so that was, and it's just been nonstop. I went out Thursday. I went out to Ruby Tuesday first, and then I went to see the play. I don't even know what I did on Friday, but Saturday, I went to Dave and Buster's for my grandson's birthday. I really had a good time. I really did.
Okay.
I mean, after a minute, though, I had to. You never went in there?
No.
It's an arcade.
Nice.
It's a restaurant and an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's very
and
noisy.
You had bowling in there, too, right? Bowling?
You know, I don't know. I didn't see bowling, so I don't know. They may have it, but I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's nice, you know. It's noisy, and I played three games. Well, I played the same game three times, and I had to get out of there. I'm getting old. I am, and me and my ex husband, we sat outside of directly in the little waiting area right outside the arcade, and we waited for everybody to finish.
Yes.
But it was a good time. It was a good time. Everybody, it was like 20 of us.
Okay.
So it was good.
So where did
I
go to this? Where was it? Which location?
You said where was it?
Yes.
It is on 42nd Street between 7th and 8th Avenue.
Okay. I know of that one. That's right.
Yeah.
So don't worry. I believe that's the Wax Museum there, too. You went where
pardon
I
me?
Did there, the Wax Museum.
Oh, right. By Madame Tussauds.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yes, right over there. Right over there. Right over
there. Yes, yes.
Yes, it is.
We went there one time. Twice our movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Right.
It is. I think it's right on the same side of the street, too.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Yes.
I'm not sure, but yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
It certainly
okay.
is. And the theater is over there also.
The
theater that I went to go see the play at is right over there, like a block or two away.
Okay.
Block away.
Mm-hmm.
This is on, I want to say, like 41st and 7th Avenue, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The theater was on. I think it was. You know, I'm not too sure. I'm sorry. I'm yawning. Forgive me. I can't believe I just did that. But it was a good time. It was a good time. But today is open forum with the show. We could talk about whatever. And something came to my mind after speaking with a friend. And that is the way that we allow people to treat us in relationships. whether it's a romantic relationship, friends, family, whatever it is, but learning to set the standard for yourself and for how others treat you is very important, because people will definitely go as far as you let them go.
Yes,
they
yes.
definitely will. You know, they will, and people do things, and it's, I think it's natural for people to do things that are in their own best interest.
Yes. Because
you know,
I know I had one A that he used to grab my neck. He grabbed my neck one time, you see, and we were in the house. I was talking to him. I don't know why he grabbed my neck for, but I said to him, don't do that.
Wait, who is this? Who grabbed your neck?
It was one of my aides. I don't have him no more, you see.
What?
He grabbed my neck playing with me, but I said, don't do that. You are not playing. Do not do that. He said, but playing. I said, yeah, right. That is not playing at all. And he never did again. Never. You had to put the down. Huh?
Yeah. I was like, what was the point of that?
What was the purpose? I do not know what was the purpose of him doing that at all. I do not know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But you had it's crazy, yes. Because men would do that and test you, you see. Men will test each other and see how far they can go, you see. Yes.
Right.
They say they're playing. They're not playing. They are testing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But they say
seeing how far he can go. Because
yes.
that could have turned into intimidation.
Yes, yes.
You know,
like
later on down the line.
It's a game called slap boxing. I don't play that fucking game. No way. No way.
Yeah, right.
That is not a game. It's a test. It's not a fucking game. It's a
test. I can see with little kids, like little, you know, like teenage boys and little boys and stuff. I can see how they do that, and they test it. That's how they play. But grown people don't do that.
No. No way.
You know,
no
adults don't do that. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you report him?
No, because he did not hurt me at all, you see. And what he didn't do it no more. I ain't saying nothing, you see.
Okay.
Was no bothering to me. Because he was not in the long run, you see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, but I never could get. My grandmother met him for the first time, and she said, I don't like him. I do not know what she saw in him, but she said, I do not like him at all for you. That's what she told me. I was very surprised, yes.
Okay.
It's something that she saw in him. I didn't see it at all. Yes. She saw something. Yes.
So you got rid of him?
And the matter of fact, he went to a different person, and he did not tell me that he would leave. He just left, you see. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the instance agency was changing rules, you see, so that you had to call in when you come in, you see. At first, they did not have that. He was not used to that, you see. Because he lived in Jersey, and he used to come like every day, you see. I don't know what was his problem at all, but he assumed that the world goes around him, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. He was a very late person. See,
I had that problem too.
Mm-hmm.
I had an aide who was very good. She was very good, but she was late all the time. And so originally our hours were 9. It's like, okay, 9:30 better for you? because that gives me a little bit extra time to sleep. So it's like, okay, 9:30, you late for 9:30, and you late for 10 o'clock. Whichever hour I put it to, you were late for. And, you know, after a while, I can't make no more excuses for you with the agency. You know, so, and then the agency got to the point where they were telling her, listen, if you're late again, you're going to get fired. You know, and so, but she was good. She was a good aide. You know, I liked her a lot. You know, people thought we were sisters, actually. You know, but it got to the point where, you know, it's like, okay, come on. You're just being late. Just being ridiculous, you know. You know, it's like,
Because I believe that the workers assume that you're not going to say anything, you see.
And see, I really, at first, I wasn't really saying anything because I think I felt so grateful at the level of care that she was giving, because she was really outstanding in terms of, she was just very good, and she would go above and beyond, you know, to doing things, you know, and her heart was so kind, you know, so I felt like an asshole saying something, you know. It's like, come on, really, you could let this slide, you could let that slide, you could let this slide, but then, you know, it just gets to the point, well, come on, you know, I got an appointment, we got to get somewhere, you know, and so, but she ended up getting sick and had to leave. But I really did, you know, she was a kind. She would come to my house with, I mean, a bag of food that she cooked. And, like, you know how you have a takeout container? She'd have one for me, my daughter, my son, you know, a whole pan of brownies. And she just was so happy. And so it's like, who the hell is this happy all the time? You know, but I had to tell her, it's like, look, you are killing me. I cannot eat like this because I don't move around enough. You got to slow down on the food, you know. One day she brought me a plate, and I'm like, is it Thanksgiving, really? I mean, she just loves to cook.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I've had pretty decent luck with AIDS. You know, I really haven't had too much of a problem with AIDS. And that's really good, because at first when I joined ICS, it was like, I don't want to aid. I couldn't. The thought of somebody having to come to my house every day. What if I don't like them? What if they steal? All of these what ifs. But I've been pretty, pretty, you know, the AIDS I've had have been pretty decent. And then I get attached. When it's time for them to leave, I feel all sad, and I don't want nobody else, and But I've done well. Have you ever had any problems with AIDS in terms
of
stealing or anything like that?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I have stories on top of stories.
Tell me one.
One was with one AIDS. First of all, when I first got sick, I ordered on my computer for the aid a drill. And the drill came, and I was sitting in my bedroom, and the kitchen is in the next room. You go out of my room and go to the kitchen. You know, here's the kitchen drill that I ordered for him on my computer. He drilled in my wall to test his damn drill that I got for him.
Wait, say that again? He did what?
He drilled in wall to test his drill on my wall in my house. Yes.
Drilled? You said
not that he can see me at all, for no purpose at all. I do not understand the whole issue still. He drew in my wall, too. I could not believe it.
Wow.
I got rid of him very fast. Yes.
Okay. Wow. How many AIDS have you had? Have you gone through?
I went through like walking 20 AIDS.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but it's been 10 years though, right?
Huh?
It's been 10 years, right?
It's been more than 10 years, yes.
Oh, okay.
But
so
the
that's
ones
not
that
so
have now are good. Uh-huh. The ones that have now are very good. But before
okay,
then, yes, before then,
good.
Oh my goodness, I believe it was the agency I was with, I believe, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called the agency I was with. When I changed my agency, they called me and asked me, are you sure? Repeat me. Mm-hmm. They called my house like 5 times and asked me, are you sure? Are you sure you want to leave? I said, yes, yes, yes. And then they had the call me and tell me that you're leaving the agency. I said, yeah, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But come find out, what you call it, the case manager that had my case, she got fired. Because I remember one time when I called her, I see someone, one lady that could not speak English, she was Chinese. She could not speak a bit of English at all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm too sick. I don't have time to train nobody. No, it's not an English class here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the case manager told me that she said to me, you can look, I sent you somebody at all, you see. You are lucky that I sent somebody. I said, I'm lucky, oh, really? And then she got fired after that statement, too. After that statement she gave me, she got fired from the agency she did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
One of the things that I find, you know, and even talking it to some of the aides that I've had,
mm-hmm.
is the training that they do is not really a serious training.
No.
You know, some people may take it seriously, and you have others who don't. I have one aide, she's going to take my pulse, and...
Mm-hmm.
She was doing it with her thumb. That's one of the first things you learn. Don't do it with your thumb because your thumb has a pulse.
Yes.
And so if you're doing it with your thumb, how can you tell what's your pulse and what's the patient's pulse? You know, so I was like, wow, okay. So, a lot of the trainings are not serious. And you get a lot of younger people who it's kind of like what the hell, I need a job. You know, and they come in to the homes, and they don't really want to do this type of work, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really unfortunate for patients who cannot speak up for themselves.
Yes, that's
you know,
what I'm saying. Yes.
You have clients who can't, you know, who can't really do too well for themselves, you know, and they just take it. And sometimes you're scared to say something, you know, and you don't want to get people fired, but look, they got to take care of you the way they're supposed to take care of you. You know, you got to demand the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel for patients that don't have anybody to speak up for them.
Right,
you know,
right.
Or to look, you know, look after them, you know, to make sure somebody's doing what they're supposed to do. I had a bruise on my arm one time. And my children were like, what's that? What's going on? I'm like, no, it's okay. It was my arm hitting the armrest when I wheeled my wheelchair.
Okay.
And I bruised easily, so I had bruises on my arm. And they were like, you know, ready, like, what's going on
yes,
here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think about, like, getting older and... You know, what's going to happen when, you know, because I don't want my children to have to stay with me to make sure that I'm okay. I really don't want that. you know, right now, you know, I've got my youngest son or whatever, but he's going to, everybody else going off making their life. It's time for him to get started doing that. You know, I don't want them to have to stay with me, but I don't want to get to the point where I am not able to fend for myself. Right now, I need help doing some things, but I don't need somebody to do everything for me.
Right.
You know, that's one of the thoughts that bothers me. You know, my daughter just asked me, she was here from Texas, and she said, would you consider living in an assisted living home? I'm like, no, I'm not going. You know, she did this when she moved to North Carolina. She wanted me to come. I don't want to do that.
Assisted living. How is that anyway? I don't know.
You know, she says, it's not an old folks home, you know, but I don't want to move to Texas. That's one. You know, that's, I was looking on a chart, and they were rating states in terms of, you know, how friendly they are to, how ADA friendly they are, you know, disability friendly. Mississippi was the worst. Texas was the second worst. No, thank you. And it's hot as hell. Now, she talked about temperatures over 100 degrees. No, thank you. Don't invite me to no oven. That's all right. I've learned to let go. When she moved to North Carolina, I felt a little clingy still. But now I'm like, she'll be all right. She'll be all right. She don't need me there. You know, but I think she just wants, I kind of feel like she wants a babysitter, but. Yeah, and then maybe being there by herself. I don't know.
Yes.
Sorry, Kia. You know, I don't know if she's going to listen to this show or not. Sorry, but that's how I feel. Like, okay, let's go to Nana's house. You know, I could deal with my oldest grandson, but that two-year-old, good Lord.
Okay.
I was sitting in the restaurant.
By chance, my sister went on a cruise. And then my mother, to her husband, was a girl, and they drove her crazy. Yes.
You said they drove her crazy?
Yes. Soon as the plane landed, my mother had to go down outside waiting for their mother, yes. Waiting for come and get them.
Yeah, that's going for five days.
Yes.
Oh goodness. Mm-hmm. And when you get older, Tyson, and you know, I have five children, so I'm used to dealing with children. I don't have no problem with children. But when you get older and you get out of having to deal with them every day, it's kind of like, you know, unless you act in a certain way, like the two oldest grandchildren, they're fine. My two-year-olds, I have two two-year-old grandchildren, and they are something else. My grandson runs into walls and just get back up and do it again. Too much for me. We're getting a 90-second cutoff here. I just want to thank everybody for listening, if you listened, and remind you that we are doing this every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us. Let us know what you want to talk about. Go to the LAID Facebook page at LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled, on Facebook, on Twitter. We're at LAID Safe Space. Our email is loveandintimacyforthedisabled@gmail.com. Drop us a line. Let us know what you think of the shows. What do you think can be improved? What would you like to see more of? And what do you want to talk about? Until next week, we will see you later. Bye-bye, Tyson.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good night.